Congratulations. Your gift of a new day is here. Ready to live it big? You're listening to the Big Life Devotional Podcast. Now, here's Pamela to get you fired up for all God has available for you today.
Well, good morning, beautiful. Welcome to a brand new day of life. Not only a brand new day, but it's a brand new week. Welcome to your Monday. I hope you woke up ready to live today, and I hope you woke up looking for a little bit of joy and a little bit of passion and a little bit of energy in your day. I'm coming to you for the last time from the rooftop deck of a houseboat on Norris Lake in Tennessee. One last time, hey, retreat girls, everybody say hey! It's an absolute miracle that I have a voice. I mean, God is in the details, and I'm so excited that I get to be here with you today. The title of today's episode of the Big Life Devotional Podcast is God's So Sweet. Every single thing that is good and right in your life is a gift directly from the hand of the Almighty. Every single thing that is not yet good and right is a gift still in process directly from the hand of the Almighty. He is being so, so sweet to you in ways you can't even imagine. 26 years ago today, I was waking up in a hospital bed, unable to walk or talk after suffering a massive stroke. Now, I didn't understand why this had happened to me. I don't believe God caused it, but the truth is he allowed it to pass through his capable hands to touch my life. And it had touched me so hard, I would never be the same. What I didn't understand then, as my world was spinning out of control, was the trajectory it would set me on, the massive shift it would cause on every remaining day of my existence, and the purpose it planted in me. As God allowed me to go through this, he must have been smiling because he knew the millions of ways he was going to use it for ridiculous goodness in my future. What a gift to get to wake up every single day with the awareness that it's an absolute miracle. What a gift to get to do things you were never expected to be able to do, yet now you do them with such ease. What a gift to see the beauty in the simplest of moments and have the awareness of their fleeting preciousness. That's what he was giving me 26 years ago in that hospital bed. Doctors thought it was just a stroke. Now I understand it was a gift. Now here I am on a houseboat hosting adventure retreats with the most amazing women in the world, soaking in the most crazy beauty one could imagine and not taking an ounce of it for granted. And God is being so sweet. I've always known God is powerful. I've always known he's creative. I've always known he is capable. I've known he is loving. But now I'm learning just how darn sweet he is, how thoughtful he is to bless each of his girls in the most meaningful ways with hidden treasures meant just for us to discover on our journey. It's as if our entire lives are a scavenger hunt. I had this vision this morning as I was working on this. It's like a scavenger hunt. I love scavenger hunts. We're constantly finding clues for the next stop and these surprises along the way. He's just so darn sweet, y'all. Last Thursday, I was having a conversation with a Big Life girl named Stacy here on the houseboat, and I was sharing with her about our travels, and she said, "Oh, God is being so sweet." Whoa, that just stopped me in my tracks. He's not just good. He's sweet. He's thoughtful. He's considerate. He's a gift giver. He's intentionally kind in the most tender ways. He's sweet. And since this conversation, I've had a completely different perspective on my random little blessings and big miracles alike. I'm going to give you three scriptures today. Psalm 34, verse 8, taste and see the Lord is good. It's like an invitation to take a bite out of life. Taste and see the Lord is good. Psalm 119, 103. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And Jeremiah 15, verse 16. When I discovered your words, I devoured them. They are my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty. So how do you taste God's word? Well, you accept it as yours. You apply it to your life. You trust the goodness he has planned and prepared for you since the beginning of time. It will come in perfect timing. You continually look around and you see his fingerprints on every detail, and you see that it's sweet like honey. You take a bite out of this life he has given you, and you refuse to live your days on the surface. You refuse to go through the motions. You refuse to turn this all into one big task list of things to complete. This is your one and only precious life, and God is displaying his sweetness. I learned the story of a man who is dwelling in the sweetest goodness of God. In second grade, he drew a detailed picture of a ranch that he wanted to one day own. And that picture has been saved for over 40 years. Now, during those 40 years, he became very successful, and then he lost it all. He lost his business, he lost his marriage, he lost his money, he lost his home. And life looked nothing like he dreamed it would. Just a few short years ago, he was digging ditches to survive after bankruptcy and divorce. But God, it's one of my favorite phrases, but God, in his sweetness, had a plan. And it was so much bigger than this child of his could imagine. So much bigger. God took his faithfulness and hard work, and he blessed it in the most ridiculous ways. Now, at 50 years old, he bought that ranch, and his dream of doing life-changing work there, it's all unfolding. He's married to one of the most precious women I know, and she too is finding her greater purpose within this dream. And where did it all start? In second grade, with the drawing of a ranch. What did he go through to get there? His worst case scenario of life completely falling apart, hitting rock bottom. Where is he today? Tasting and seeing that God is so sweet. All this time, God knew what he was doing. God wasn't surprised by the market that turned his business upside down, causing him to lose everything. God wasn't shocked by a marriage that ended in divorce. He wasn't shaken by bankruptcy and a 40-year-old man having to move back home with his mama. God knew his plan for his boy. And he was patient in the unfolding of it. There was a ranch with his name on it since he planted that dream in his young heart. And no one could get in the way of that plan. Now, maybe God put a dream in your heart a long time ago. But you look around and you see nothing but chaos and confusion around you and no hints or clues pointing in the right direction. Girl, this is where it gets good. Don't check out here. Dive in here. Buckle down and do what you've got to do and see that God knows exactly what he's doing. Taste and see that he is good. He's sweeter than honey, and his sweetness is heading straight towards you. I see the sweetness of our God in this man's dream coming true at 50. I see the sweetness of our God in allowing me to live the most ridiculously awesome life filled with awe, wonder, and adventures 26 years after a stroke. Those are big things. But I also see the sweetness of God in the sunshine on a day yesterday that was supposed to be all rain. And now today, I see the sweetness of God as it so gently sprinkles on us out here under this canopy, where it's so perfect. I see the sweetness of God in the right song playing at the right time. I see the sweetness of God in the prompting of one person to share something with me that would impact others. I see the sweetness of God in one person shifting my perspective on a prodigal child to see that they're taking a family break. I see the sweetness of God in the taste of my coffee and the cell phone that's still miraculously working after a long swim in the hot tub. So look around and see. God is so sweet. Count the ways He's been so sweet to you. And for all that seems a darn bit bitter right now, just trust His sweetness. It is on the way, and it's heading straight towards you. Ain't He just so sweet? He is so sweet to us. And so many of the things that are going to be so sweet in our future are still in progress and in process. But it's coming, and you can trust how good He is to you. Not just to me, not just to this man who had a dream in second grade, but to you. So girls, can I pray with you today? All right, join me now. Hey God, good morning. God, you are good and you are powerful and you are all-knowing. You are capable and you are creative. You blow my mind, but you are so sweet. Thank you for your sweetness in the details of our lives. I thank you, God, that you are so personally loving towards each one of us. And I thank you, God, that you are indeed working all things together for good and nothing will be wasted. And you are going to reveal sweet, sweet blessings along the way. Lord, help us to see how sweet you are in the details of our lives today. Help us to slow down and just capture each moment and see your sweetness at work in our lives. We're so grateful for all that you've done to bring us right here today and for all you're going to do to bring us into our purpose in the future. Lord, I ask for your blessings and your provision on every soul listening, for their families, your protection over them. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, amen. As the rain comes down. Woo, that is beautiful, isn't it? It is a warm morning. The rain is coming down. We're completely dry under this canopy, and it is just glorious because God is so sweet, isn't He? All right, everybody, have a fabulous Monday. Thanks for listening today. I'll meet you again tomorrow. I love you wildly. Bye-bye.
You were created for a big life. We'll help you do it. Join us each weekday for a new Big Life devotional podcast. If you're ready to dive into the Big Life way of living, visit our website at biglifehq.com.